Good evening, good morning, whatever it is to you. It's Sports Overnight America. Welcome in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, taking you through 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, at By Jeff Rich. Man, oh man, Jeff, so many storylines about what happened in the NFL. Obviously, the big one to me was unity all across the NFL, man. So good for them in a lot of ways, and bad for all of us that politics and sports continue to mix all the time. But a lot of interesting football games and just a lot of interesting things to talk about, my friend. Welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Greater participation is what I would say. I would say that the bear has been poked and more participated than probably previously planned. Really good day of football. I think that we saw a lot of parity, a lot of undefeated, no more, a lot of winless gets off the schneid. And, you know, the unthinkable, don't quit, you know, play to the whistle, play till you're finished. And, you know, you're lucky you don't cost your teams the game when you are showboating rather than finishing plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, it is a game. It's a childhood game that you grow up playing and dreaming about playing professionally. And, look, some guys have a lot of fun. Some guys get carried away. And some guys are just true professionals. So got to be somewhere in the middle, man, right?
Absolutely, you do. But, you know, that doesn't take away from what we saw on the field today. We saw some bad football, but we saw some really good football. And I think that we saw a surprise in the Cincinnati Bengals and your Green Bay Packers get away with it.
Yeah, you know what? Look, the Packers definitely got away with one. I mean, we're going to get into all these games, obviously, on the other side when we get back, obviously, from the pause for the cause. But, look, man, truth be told, yeah, they got lucky. A lot of people got lucky. And we're going to break it all down. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. 1-800-878-7529. Get on board with us. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about your team or any team. But let's do it. It's Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day Super Sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
First and goal from the three. Rodgers rolling to the end zone. That is touchdown. Touchdown, Tony Nelson. Pass that defender. It's just an out route. It's a smaller. Look at how small that was. Kirkpatrick dives and just can't quite get there. Look at how hard. This is the out route from a cut split as earlier, just a shorter version. The ball that went for seven the other way. Not this time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Welcome back. I love hearing highlights like that. Aaron Rodgers to anybody on the Green Bay Packers to me is obviously sweet music to me. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. So much to get into, man. And you asked me about the Packers, or you started with the Packers, I should say, and said they got lucky, and I completely agree, man. Look, anytime you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, as you know as well as I do, you've got a shot to win any game, even when it doesn't seem possible, probable, or likely. The guy can make things happen at the blink of an eye, and that's pretty much what happened once again. Has a pretty solid day, man. 28 of 42, 313 yards, three touchdowns. Obviously, threw an interception, the pick six, which I didn't like to see that one. But with that being said, happened early enough, Jeff, that the Packers were able to rebound and get through.
It did. You know, they left too much time on the clock. The Bengals, the Bengals just continue their losing ways, and they continue to find new ways to lose football games. The Packers are so deficient, though, on the defensive front that Andy Dalton looked better than he did in either of the previous 2 weeks when his team just failed to do anything at all with the football. They get out to that lead. The defense helped out a lot, and you know, part of that falls on the shoulders of Aaron Rodgers. But you know, it doesn't matter when you get them. It doesn't matter how you win, as long as you get that W at the end of the day. And I think that the Green Bay Packers should feel very fortunate to have gotten the opportunity to tie that game and then eventually win it in overtime. But I just can't get over how inept the Cincinnati Bengals can continue to be.
Look, man, I mean, I saw signs from the Cincinnati Bengals today, Jeff. Andy Dalton, 21 of 27, 212 yards, couple touchdowns, no interceptions. Different play calling today, so I thought that that made a little bit of a difference. Quicker passes, quicker steps from Andy Dalton. So ultimately, you got to make plays. You got to get the ball down the field, but you also got to get in a little bit of a rhythm. And it seemed like today they turned the corner, and it looks like Joe Mixon is their guy who they're going to go with in the backfield. He got 18 carries, had a decent day with 62 yards, a long run of 20 yards. So you got to like that. And Bernard, the guy can add some pop for you, but didn't get many carries. But truth be told, you're right. The Cincinnati Bengals, tons of work to do, but a little bit of signs of life from them. And I don't know, man, that division might be bad enough or weak enough that they can get themselves somewhat back into it. Pittsburgh obviously took a little step back too.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of Mixon, and I'm thinking of Samaje Perine running for the Redskins and their loss to the Raiders on Sunday night. And what I'm thinking about is these two looked like they were pretty close to each other, or that Perine was probably a little bit better of a prospect coming in. And when I watch him run at FedEx Field, it looks like he's got concrete shoes. Like, what happened to this guy? Did this guy put on too much weight in transforming to an NFL body? Because Joe Mixon, I thought he was elusive. I thought that he was a certain kind of talent, not necessarily a special talent, but he's really been that bright spot on the Cincinnati offense. Like, AJ Green's always going to be there, and I think that Andy Dalton's been serviceable, but I don't see them progressing unless they make major changes.
Yeah, no, and I think one of the big changes they're going to have to make is Marvin Lewis. They're going to have to get rid of him. It starts there. I think Andy Dalton showed today, though, that he can still make plays. He was efficient today, Jeff, and they lost, but I wouldn't totally put it on him. However,
they have a terrible offensive line. They didn't do anything to address their offense. Pieces and parts all over the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, and that seems to be a problem or a common theme when you think about offensive lines being a little bit weaker or guys getting hurt and not being reliable to a certain degree. Real quickly, let me run through some of the scores, Jeff, from today or from the whole week. Rams and 49ers, by the way, played Thursday, as we all know. Decent Thursday night game, 41-39, Rams win. Jags played super early, at least for you and I, 44-7 over the Ravens. Bills get it done over the Broncos, who a lot of people were high on, Jeff, 26-16. Bears beat the Steelers. Jordan Howard had a huge day for them, 23-17. Falcons get it done on the road. Matty Ice, just cool, calm, collected, does it. Stafford, on the other hand, always has to have that helter-skelterish type thing. They do play well in the third quarter and just not enough in the fourth, as they had a touchdown taken away from them, obviously really, really late. Golden Tate would have had a touchdown, but they ruled that he was out of bounds.
They ruled that he was down by contact before the goal line, and then they took the 8 seconds that remained because of some obscure rule about a runoff. So, as you call them, the lie downs, but the Detroit Lions, I think that they got hosed just because of the circumstances and the rulebook. The rulebook just worked against them. They should have had another opportunity to shove it in from the 1 yard line, but that wasn't the case.
Yeah, unfortunate, but like you said, the rules are the rules, and seems like the Detroit Lions are usually on the losing side of those rules more often than not. But real quickly, let's get through this. Browns, your guys, they go down 28-31. They did make it interesting, however. Score 14 points in the fourth quarter. Jacoby Brissett, I don't know, man. This guy looks relatively decent in the short body of work that we've seen from him so far, Jeff. So we'll have to see how he continues to play throughout the year, and we'll see what's up with Andrew Luck and all that stuff, obviously. Buccaneers, man, after a pretty solid week, they got the first week off, played last week, 17 points this week against the Vikings, who go without Sam Bradford, but Case Keenum filled in just fine, man. 3 touchdowns, Dalvin Cook, solid game for them, too. About 100 yards and a touchdown for him. Texans, you know what? Here's the deal. This was the game of the day, bottom line. Patriots win on obviously just a crazy play by Tom Brady to Brandon Cooks. And you know what? An amazing play. The Texans go down here, Jeff, but I learned a lot. Deshaun Watson, that guy can play.
Deshaun Watson played well enough to almost beat the Patriots, but at the end of the day, it equals an L. So let's see if they play well next week when they're not getting up for an opponent like the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, look, Deshaun Watson showed me, man, that the guy has charisma. He's got character. The moment isn't too big for him. That's all I'm saying. And there's going to be growing pains, but I think there's a lot of teams that didn't take this guy, and I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be pretty disappointed as they move forward and watch this guy throughout his career, because truth be told, Jeff, I think this guy's a good one. I think he's a keeper.
Well, the Browns handed them the pick to take him, and they moved back in the draft so that they can pick 3 times instead of twice. So, you know, there's a theory that the Browns punted on the whole quarterback idea, but I think that if they knew that they wanted Deshaun Kizer, they were able to scoop him up in the second round. He gets a one-year trial this year. I don't think, you know, Jacoby Brissett's not going to be afforded that. Deshaun Watson, you know, I don't know that there's any replacement for him. So I think that it's kind of an all-in situation for Bill O'Brien as far as, you know, trying to win with the personnel that you have right now. You've been close. You believe that a quarterback can get you over the hump. That guy was not Brock Osweiler. Yeah, you know, you're putting all your eggs in one basket with a rookie. I think it's a risky proposition, but I don't know what other option the Houston Texans have at this juncture.
In general, man, the bottom line is the moment's not too big for him, and that's what I think is important to get here. We'll talk more about it, obviously, on the other side, but we like thoughts, we like opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Thoughts and opinions, man. It's Sports Talk Radio. That's what it's all about. Get at us. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America, and keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Scoring plays reviewed, and does he cross the goal line clearly? before he's down with possession of the football. Sure looks that way.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has changed. The runner was touched down at the half a yard line. He was short of the goal line. By rule, we would go back to a running clock and we have a 10-second runoff. So by rule, the game is over.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Well, there you heard it. Detroit Lions, man. Just the beneficiaries of just the rules, man. The 10-second runoff, only 8 seconds left on the clock, means not any time left for them to get another playoff. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. So much to talk about, people. A lot to talk about. So get at us. Jeff, let's get back into it, man. So unfortunate there for the Lions. Is this the kind of loss you think that could hurt them? Or is this the kind of loss that they really take and learn something from and say, you know what, we got to finish ball games. We got to do things a little bit better and not put ourselves in a position where we're always playing chase-like football. So it's helter-skelter style, and put a lot of pressure on Matty Stafford, obviously, to drive his team down the field late in ball games over and over and over. He does it, but a lot to ask. And ultimately, how do you see this loss taking effect on them throughout the rest of the season?
Not at all. Okay. I see this as something that, you know, is pretty inspiring. They had a pretty good opponent on the other side of the field there. You know, the Atlanta Falcons are not 3-0 by luck or coincidence. I mean, you know, they made the play. They tackled the guy down by contact. You remember Kurt Warner's Super Bowl victory where the Tennessee Titans receiver, I believe it was Kevin Dyson, gets tackled at the 1 yard line, and it's very close. I mean, that's the difference between being a legend and being an, you know, anecdotal 16 years after the fact. So I think that Detroit can look at this saying, you know, we lost to Atlanta, but we had them beat. So I think that, you know, other than the statistic itself of the loss, which is going to hurt them because the margin for error in the NFC North is very tight, because I think the Minnesota Vikings are a pretty good football team, as evidenced today. You know, I think that the Green Bay Packers, you know, they might be playing down to their opponent, but not against the Atlanta Falcons, or they play down to another a different element against the Atlanta Falcons. But for them to struggle against the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, tale of two halves or tale of three quarters and then one quarter in an overtime period where the Packers get it done. And I think that at the end of the day, that's the difference between a championship pedigree team like the Green Bay Packers and a team that, you know, is in that category of the laughingstock like the Detroit Lions. Despite their relatively successful seasons of late, they still have that stigma on their shoulder for not finishing games like the one that we saw on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, we're down to two teams, Jeff, that are undefeated. That's all that's left in the NFL right now. You have the Chiefs and the Falcons, and that's it, man. Everybody else has a loss to their name. So what I'm seeing so far, I hate to use this word, but it is true at this point at least, is either a couple of words, a lot of bad play, or we're seeing a lot of parity right now, and nobody has been able to really separate themselves. However, with that being said, I do think the Chiefs have separated themselves in the AFC a little bit, and I do think that the Falcons have separated themselves, winning two games already on the road. So, again, pretty impressive stuff from the Falcons, and also pretty impressive stuff from the Kansas City Chiefs and Alex Smith, more importantly. He continues to play well and getting excellent help from Kareem Hunt. I mean, let's talk about that kid for a while. 172 yards, 17 carries, the touchdown. Just playing phenomenal, and again, giving Alex Smith balance in that offense, and Alex Smith having great wide receiver play too.
I think it's just the perfect cast for you know, the play that Andy Reid is directing. I think that you get a lot of what you had with Donovan McNabb in Alex Smith. I think that with Charkhandrick West, you get a lot of Brian Westbrook. And then you get that element that he didn't have, which is that bruising finishing runner. And he's been their closer. First player in NFL history to record a 50-yard touchdown in three consecutive games, Kareem Hunt was. And I think that he was just the icing on the cake for that offense to tick and tock. And it's been ticking and tocking very well. You know, they're not blowing everybody out, but they're finding ways to get, you know, to hold on to the ball, to finish drives, or to get that big home run from Kareem Hunt, as they've gotten each and every week that he's been on the field for them in his very young career.
Yeah, and a solid defensive effort from them week in and week out. Once again, holding the Chargers to 10 points. As we know, Phillip Rivers can get it done, but throwing the ball a lot today, 40 times, only completing 20 of those, only 237 yards, and this is the big number, man. Three interceptions, no touchdowns for that guy today. So that's the difference. Melvin Gordon had an okay game, 79 yards, a touchdown, but most of that damage was in the first half. So ultimately, Los Angeles Chargers have their issues, and I think that they're going to struggle all season long, and I don't think anybody's surprised about that. But the Kansas City Chiefs have definitely put themselves in a little bit of a different class, at least in my humble opinion. What did you think about the Denvers today, Denver Broncos today? I thought that they took a little step back today, Jeff. Trevor Siemian, everyone was so high on this guy, saying, you know, he's really playing well, and if they get this offensive play like this, well, we know what their defense can do. Well, look, man, they went to Buffalo, and they lost to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills put up 26 on them, 13 in the first half, 13 in the second half, pretty balanced stuff from them, 13 in the second quarter, but point is 13 points in each half and able to hold the Broncos down quite a bit. Jamaal Charles seemed to get the bulk of the carries today. Trevor Siemian, like I said, a couple interceptions. He struggled. And, you know, when your defense has got to be out there a lot, they're going to get tired no matter what.
I think that we would agree that there are elements to Carolina's offense that makes them tough, and Buffalo has prided themselves on defense despite the head coaching changes. Now they have Carolina's guy in there. They played a good game with Carolina. They took care of the Jets in week one. I don't think it's all that surprising. And you know what? One of the themes from this weekend in the National Football League was the home team. Didn't work out for San Francisco on Thursday. Jaguars designated as the home team in London. They take care of business. And I think that you had 11 of the 14 games were won by the home team. I would have to verify that. But it definitely seems like the Chicago Bears are a different team at home, at least different than they were in Tampa in week two.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I see four teams that won on the road, by the way. So it would be the Chiefs that won on the road today, just to answer that question first. Saints won on the road today, and that was surprising in the sense of the Panthers just continue to struggle on offense, but it is what it is, and that's going to be their problem all season
long.
But
the Dolphins did not win on the road.
No, Dolphins didn't win on the road. The other teams that won on the road were the Falcons. They also won on the road. And then Thursday night, the Rams won on the road. So those four teams won on the road this week. But you know what, man? We know it's tough to win on the road in college or NFL or high school, whatever it is, man. It's just tough to win on the road in general because you're thrown off a little bit. But what was the question that you asked right before that?
Well, I just think that, you know, I think that that was going to be a classic letdown game for the Denver Broncos, and I think that the Buffalo Bills still have a decent defense that they can put out there and give every team that they play fits. I don't think that they're a good play against in a survivor pool, if you get my drift on that.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. And I'll tell you what, speaking of that, man, I got lucky today, and thank God for it, because it was a fantastic game, too. Let's talk a little bit about it before we go to break here. Patriots win 36-33. Thriller, Tom Brady, 5 touchdowns, 378 yards, 25 of 35. But the most important play was that big touchdown to Brandon Cooks at the end of the ball game, who had a fantastic game, by the way, himself. A couple touchdowns, 131 yards on the day. And you know what, again, I think that Deshaun Watson, again, you're not going to necessarily see it in the wins or loss column, at least at this point for me, about him. It's more about the fact that he goes out there, he plays a game that he's just coming into, and this is just his second game starting, another one on the road, by the way, and he played pretty darn well on the road. So maybe if you're Deshaun Watson, maybe you want to play every game on the road. I don't know. But anyways, man, your thoughts a little bit about Tom Brady once again doing what he does at the end of a ball game, and Deshaun Watson, man, he played a solid game, man. At the end of the day, he gave his team a great chance to win the game.
What were they? They were down like 5 points. And Brady had the ball with 2.5 minutes to go. Like, I felt bad for the Texans already. The only thing that I wondered was if they were going to let them score in good enough time to give, to give Deshaun and that offense a chance to go back down the field. And
hold on. Here's the thing, though, is they did at least have to allow a touchdown. So when you think about it, it's not like a field goal would have won that game. They do have to go down and score 6 on them. So, and if you're the Texans, you got to think that you got one stop in you against Tom Brady late in the ball game, and obviously if you're Tom Brady, you know that you've been here so many times before and you can do this.
Yeah, it's the moment that he thrives in.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Shot in the left, diving catch. John Chase trying to be the MVP. with losses today by the St. Louis Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers. The D-backs have clinched a spot in the 2017 postseason and will play in the wild card game on Wednesday, October 4th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at dbacks.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Alrighty, people, two teams, that are very near and dear to my heart. At least one of those teams is near and dear to Jeff's heart to a certain degree. We both live in Phoenix, Arizona, so congratulations, obviously, to the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and man, oh man, look, so, and then the other one, the Milwaukee Brewers are my team, so John Jay taking a hit away from my guys and taking, you know, 3 out of 4 when I think about the weekend, and 3 of the 4 games, I believe, go to extra innings, man, just great games, Jeff, but not the Brewers weekend when you think about it, because they could have done a couple of things. They could have put themselves right back in the central mix, and they also could have given themselves an opportunity to be ahead of the Colorado Rockies, who are now a couple games ahead of the Brewers as it stands when we talk to you right now. But obviously things can change. But D-backs in, Dodgers in, Washington Nationals in, the Houston Astros in, Cleveland Indians in, Yankees in, and Boston Red Sox in. And most likely, when push comes to shove, I would have to say that the Minnesota Twins will wind up in. So pretty much everything decided except for, and again, that's not completely decided, but that's my gut feeling. My gut feeling would be that the Rockies outlast the Brewers to some degree as well, but a lot going on in baseball. Your Cleveland Indians still have a chance, man. They're a game behind the Dodgers for that all elusive best record, which seemed like not an opportunity, not a chance for anybody besides the Dodgers maybe a month ago or so, or maybe even a month and a half, whatever it is, because the Cleveland Indians went on that crazy run. But truth be told, man, this is fun watching baseball because there's still a lot to be decided.
Well, you know, the Indians would like to, you know, the home field advantage didn't help them in the World Series a year ago, or maybe it did. Maybe it helped them get out to a 3-1 lead. I see the Indians not necessarily chasing the Dodgers. I think that they'd like to stay ahead of the Astros. I think that they'd like to play the wild card team rather than matching up with Houston or Boston in the division series. You know, I think that what's more important for them is to make sure that they're healthy entering the playoffs, and then they'll take on whoever's on the other side of the field. So if Houston does pass them for the best record in the American League, that's just how the cookie crumbles. And ditto for the Dodgers, keeping pace ahead of them for the best record and ultimately home field in the World Series. Because I think that if you start worrying about late October before you focus on what, you know, the road right in front of you, it's going to cause problems. We've seen teams like the 2001 Seattle Mariners set regular season win records and then not really go anywhere in the playoffs. You know, I think that what's most important to these teams is finishing the job rather than jockeying for position. And, you know, the Cleveland Indians are going to run into a little bit of a challenge in the Minnesota Twins over the next couple days. They're off on Monday, but that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday series before the Indians close out with the White Sox at home. I think Twins are going to go into Cleveland very hungry. You know, they don't have to do much to hold off the teams that are mathematically still alive behind them, but they do need to win baseball games, and they can't just count on those other teams losing their way out of the race. I mean, you know, the Angels finally get off the schneid. They lost 6 in a row. They basically took themselves out of contention and just said, hey, Minnesota, that second wild card is yours to lose. And I think that they're probably going to play some pretty inspired baseball over the last 6 games of the season.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes up, man. But I think it's interesting because, you know, teams like the Dodgers, who, like I said, man, a while ago, we wouldn't have thought that they would have to be playing meaningful baseball at this point of the season. We figured that they'd probably have home field wrapped up in both the National and American League. As we know, this year just the best record, which ultimately in my mind is what a great idea, what a concept. You play 162 games and, wow, all of a sudden you're going to have it be decided by, you know, the record that you achieved during those 162 games.
It was different before. It was different before interleague play. So, you know, because you just had this completely different slate of teams that you played. So determining one team was better than the other just because they might have played lesser competition in the National League or in the American League in any given year. So it just rotated between the American League city and the National League city from year to year. And, you know, there wasn't even a designated hitter until I think the 80s in the World Series. I think the pitcher batted in all, you know, all of the games that were played, regardless of the ballpark. So there's a lot of new developments that, you know, that set up that make it a little bit different today.
Well, and that, you know, again, man, that's what's interesting about baseball, man. So 1-800-878-7529, get on board. Let's hear what's on your mind. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcome. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online as well. But just thinking about it, too, if you're the Diamondbacks and you're in that wild card game, you know that now for a fact. Do you do anything different with your pitching? If you're the Cleveland Indians, if you're the Dodgers, do you have to keep doing things with your bullpen, the Houston Astros as well, because they're kind of in it, but not really in it for the best record, if you ask me. The Nationals, Harper coming back, how do you see him fitting in with everything? There's still a lot of things out there, man, and just a lot of interesting things. So first question I threw out at you, if you're the D-backs, do you set up your pitching staff to get them ready for the postseason now? And if you're the Indians, if you're the Dodgers, do you still have to keep pitching those guys and working them?
You know, I think that the Indians will set the rotation. It's very possible that we saw Corey Kluber's last start of the season on Sunday, and he was brilliant. He picked up his 18th win. We don't count pitcher wins with the credence that we used to. It's not as important of a stat. Some will even say it's an irrelevant stat. But you know, when you're winning, when you go 18-6, you're doing something right out on the hill for the Cleveland Indians. I think that that's the guy that you want to go in Game One. Regardless if you're playing the Yankees, if you're playing the the Minnesota Twins, or if you're playing the Boston Red Sox. I think that, you know, with the Diamondbacks, and I think the Red Sox to a degree have this luxury as well, as long as they're not too worried about the Yankees overtaking the division at this point. And I, you know, the Diamondbacks literally have nothing to play for. They're going to host a game on October 4th. Regardless, because they got the win today. You know, they clinched before they took the field on Sunday, but they clinched the home field game by winning the game against the Marlins. Plus, they had the locker room all tarped off, and I think it's really awkward when you lose a game and then you go spray champagne on each other and go crazy for a little bit. And it's not to undermine the the validity of the achievement. It's just a little bit awkward to go from loss mode to celebration mode. So fortunately, they were able to pull off that comeback against the Miami Marlins. J.D. Martinez comes through again in the bottom of the ninth and makes sure that the precursor to the celebration was actually a victory. So they celebrated a little bit on the field, and then they took it into the clubhouse. They did the champagne party, and then it was them and not the Los Angeles Dodgers jumping into the pool at Chase Field to celebrate the to celebrate a playoff berth. Obviously, it wasn't the National League West because the Dodgers do have that locked up, but they were the ones celebrating in their pool, which I think goes over much better with us Phoenicians.
Right. No, I feel you there. I was laughing about it. But look, man, like we said, obviously congrats to the D-backs, and they overachieved big time, man. You know, they're 24 games over 500 right now. Just a magical season. Every button, for the most part, that Torrey Lovello pushed was magical. And,
National League Manager of the Year right there.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, how can he not be? You know, this is the team with the sixth best record in all of the Major League Baseball, better than the Cubs, who are probably going to win the Central, but every other division obviously has better records. But who knows what would have happened if the Diamondbacks are in a different division with the kind of team that they had this year, Jeff. I mean, steady pitching, great hitting, obviously the addition of J.D. Randy Martinez was just enormous for them in the second half of the season. Really, really paid dividends, as you're well aware of yourself. Look, man, just a great effort when you really think about it. And you know what, Goldie, great stuff from him too. If he doesn't win the National League MVP, so be it. Greinke, great pitching from him this season, very steady. It was either him or a guy like Godley or Corbin or whoever, man. Whenever they needed somebody kind of to step up with that pitching staff, they did. So, Fernando Rodney gave us signs of him blowing up at times. He gave us greatness at times. He gave us excitement at times. He gave us who knows what's going to happen at times. So, look, it's baseball, man. We all know it's crazy, man. It's wild. It's wacky. But an amazing season as far as I'm concerned by the Arizona Diamondbacks, bro.
Oh, definitely. I think that Archie Bradley, this was a guy that they wanted to be a starter for the longest time. And, he ends up going through some injury problems after the starter experiments. They didn't necessarily fail. They just drew an incomplete because he did get struck with a baseball in his third or fourth start. So that put him on the shelf for a long time. And I think that he settled into this eighth inning role. I think that his destiny is to definitely be a closer. I think that he still wants to be a starter, and somebody's probably going to have to talk him out of that each and every offseason, and that may end up being a brick wall with him in the Arizona Diamondbacks. So stay tuned on that, but that's not a concern in the immediate. It's good that he can get the ball to Rodney, because if the kid is blowing it, it's going to blow his confidence. I think that Rodney has the benefit of a short-term memory, which is a great attribute for a closer in baseball in this day and age.
Yeah, question for you on Archie Bradley moving into the postseason. Would you feel comfortable pitching him two innings if you had to?
I would use him to get four outs, maybe five outs. I wouldn't go out there with the mindset that he's going to go get me six outs. He gets through an inning with eight pitches, or gets out of an inning only throwing less than 10 or 15 pitches. Maybe say, hey, do you think you have another one in you? But I'm going to leave it up to Archie Bradley if I'm Torrey Lovello.
All right. Interesting. People, we want thoughts. We want opinions. Almost an hour flown by, to be honest with you, just talking amongst ourselves. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on Twitter, at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Again, 1-800-878-7529. Get at us. Let us know what's on your mind. We're going to get back into some NFL probably when we come back. Just a couple of opinions maybe to close out the hour. But, we'll continue talking, because we love talking sports, obviously. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
About the sixth inning, here is Aaron Judge to lead it off.
That one's drilled to left field. Is it high enough? Oh, yeah! See ya! Another home run for Judge. His 47th of the year, and it's 9-2 Toronto.
Judgeian blast. Aaron Judge homers in the Toronto pen in left. All rise, here comes the Judge.
Last time up, Judge a laser over the left field wall. His 47th home run of the year, his 103rd rookie.
Swung on, and there is a long fly to left. That ball is high, it is far, there it is gone. Judge hits one again. Two homers in the game. A Judgeian blast to left center.
One to go to catch Mark McGwire.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, people. He would be Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-7529. If you have tried to call, keep calling. We'll get you on board. We absolutely will. 1-800-878-7529. Jeff, a lot to discuss. We'll obviously get more into it, you and I. We'll continue to talk about what's going on in the sports world. But truth be told, man, NFL-wise, a lot of cool stuff that I saw on the field. College, we never even talked. We'll obviously want to talk that as well. So can't wait to just talk to you about what's going on in the sports world, man.
Dude, do you wade to the Cavaliers? That's a thing that's probably going to happen in the next 24 hours. Melo to the Thunder. The Knicks get rid of that contract. So even the NBA gets into the sports landscape on a busy sports weekend.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll get all into that stuff too, man. I love it. So keep it close, everybody. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
Radio News with Rich Strong.
We're going to get the votes next week. We're using the exact same process the Democrats did to pass Obamacare. They complain about a process they use.
Senator Lindsey Graham vowing to push through the latest effort to repeal Obamacare, the Graham-Cassidy Act.
but fellow Republicans are already saying no, including John McCain, and Rand Paul says he'll vote against it.
The Graham-Cassidy bill basically keeps most of the Obamacare spending, almost all of the spending, and just reshuffles it and block grants it to the states.
Senator Susan Collins hasn't used the word no, but...
It's very difficult for me to envision a scenario where I would end up voting for this bill.
The bill would force states to create marketplaces for those who couldn't get insurance through an employer. Industry experts say that's too much for states to handle in the 2 years they'd have. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Eight people are injured, one dead, after a shooting at a Tennessee church this morning. Nashville police say it happened at the Burnett Chapel Church of Christ in Antioch. A Nashville Fire Department spokesman said the injured were taken to Vanderbilt Medical Center. Little is known about the gunman.
He is a 26-year-old African-American individual.
Bill Gates meets with the president to talk vaccines.
We talked about vaccines and how they're miraculous. We talked about these different programs I'm hopeful that was enlightening to him.
But he says much depends on the budget.
In terms of the first budget that he came out with, no, that was a disappointment to us. It was taking the medical research budget called the NIH, bringing that down fairly dramatically.
Gates says he hopes Trump's next budget is more generous toward medical research. A mess at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. 40 flights diverted after a fire in the control.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A first for the U.S. Marines comes Monday. More from Chris Barnes.
After completing her final 3 weeks of combat training at the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms, California, the Marine Corps' first ever female infantry officer set to graduate Monday in Quantico, Virginia. Reports are the Marines are not revealing much about the unidentified lieutenant other than that she is not likely to agree to any news media interviews. She is expected to lead a platoon of some 40 infantry Marines. I'm Chris Barnes.
The man convicted of killing Tennessee nursing student Holly Bobo avoids the death penalty. That from Mark Mayfield.
Zach Adams has been sentenced to life in prison without parole plus 50 years after an agreement was reached between defense attorneys and the state. A Savannah jury found Adams guilty on Friday of first-degree murder, rape, and kidnapping. Bobo was 20 years old when she vanished in 2011. Her body wasn't found for nearly 3 years. Holly's mother said the family agreed to the decision to gain...
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome back, everybody. Good evening. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. A lot going on, man. So much NFL to talk about. Some 3-0 teams no longer. Just a couple of those two left, I would say. Kansas City Chiefs and the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons, the only two teams to survive the NFL this week as far as the undefeated go. And some of the teams that were winless are still winless at this point, like the New York Football Giants, who lose a close one, Jeff. And that was a really unbelievable game, a 61-yard field goal to finish out that game by the Philadelphia Eagles and get the victory with one tick left. And just a lot of good games when you think about it. Two overtime games with the Packers and the Bengals, and then obviously the Bears and the Steelers. And ironically, the Bears and the Packers play on a short week on Thursday night, man. Just crazy.
Yeah, you got to look forward to one of the best rivalries in the game's history. I mean, that's always a good game. Both teams, you know, it's so cliche to say throw out the records, but maybe the Chicago Bears have a little bit something to them. You know, we have seen the Steelers struggle a little bit with the Cleveland Browns. No problem with the Minnesota Vikings at home. And then it's just, you know, they go on the road to Chicago. I think the Bears play a lot better at home. And I'm wondering how if we can expect the Pittsburgh Steelers' road woes to continue.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, so many questions, obviously, going on in the NFL. Most of the things have been decided in Major League Baseball. The D-backs, the latest to clinch a wild card berth for them. Something that's pretty cool, obviously. NBA, like you said, man, a lot to talk about there with Carmelo Anthony now a part of the Oklahoma City Thunder. So on the other side, I think we're just going to get into just a few different things and we'll get some opinions and takes on it. So keep it close, everybody. Thoughts and opinions are encouraged. They're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Pitch on the way. Looped into right field. Base hit. Bautista's first this weekend. That's how you respond to the crowd and their love for you.
The pictures tell the story. Zay has singled and walked. Base hit to right. Hernandez is in to score. He'll stop Donaldson, and Bautista is 2-for-2 with an RBI.
And listen to the crowd as Jose will leave. What a send-off. So now he comes out and doffs his cap, waves it to the crowd.
Baca, very emotional, Jose Bautista. He's got tears in his eyes right now as the Blue Jays fans give him one last hooray.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf trying to get you through 1-800-878-7529. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, that's pretty cool stuff. Jose Bautista, you know, when you can have an impact on a game and maybe what could be your last time playing in front of the home crowd, pretty cool stuff. A guy that obviously played a long time and did a lot of things in the game of baseball, man. So pretty cool having an impact and just playing pretty well in maybe his final weekend in his home crowd and home field too.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people are surprised that he was even a Toronto Blue Jay for this season. I think that the sentiment around there was that they were going to try to re-sign Encarnacion and let Bautista go to Boston. And, you know, I think that if it wasn't Bautista going to Boston, it was supposed to be Encarnacion, and the Indians swooped in and signed the you know, the guy that protected Bautista in the lineup, and they went from being a team that was in the American League Championship Series to a team that's going to finish in the basement in the American League East. So, you know, you got to be careful with these windows of opportunity. Sometimes they're very brief, as brief I think if you're losing a big player, they're probably going to lose another one after this season.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, unfortunate the way it works, but you're right on the windows too, man. It is what it is, and some windows are larger than others, and when you have those moments, you got to seize them, I guess. But a couple things I want to get into. The NFL, just something political that took place with sports around the NFL. It was the Unity deal, where all the teams were either kneeling together, sitting together, standing together, in the locker room together, whatever it is, they chose to stand unified, however it was, showing unity, showing love, showing compassion, brothers in arms. Think about it, man. So many different types of people when you talk about being on a football field. When you talk about sports in general, man, it's just people from all different creeds, colors, whatever you want to call it, man, just all different walks of life. So I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was good stuff to see from the NFL and obviously the baseball player that did it the other day as well from the Oakland A's. Look, man, I think it's a dangerous game that the president is playing, but your take on what the NFL did and how they stood unified.
I think that they, you know, I think that this is a spectacle. I think that it's become a spectacle. I don't know that it's about much of anything other than saying, you know, we're going to continue to be mad. We know that this pisses people off. And, you know, if you're on Facebook, you know, chances are there's just a crap storm going on with this argument. I've seen it on my page, unfortunately. I've seen it all, you know, I've seen it all over the social media. And, you know, the blessing that I have is that I put the phone down. I put the tablet down. I turn the computer off, and I get away from it because it has seeped into, you know, and saturated every corner of society. These types of conversation. I think that a lot of people look at sports as a distraction, and I think that on some level that distraction should be given to them because these are supposed to be fun and games. And you know, we have to be deep thinkers about every aspect of our lives, even when we're just trying to drink a beer and eat some cheese and sausage on a Saturday afternoon.
Totally agree, man. Pick and choose your battles, Donald Trump. And I think that this is one you should not be picking. Don't argue with LeBron James. Don't argue with Steph Curry. It's not important to tell us whether you invited him, whether they weren't going to go in the first place to the White House, or you having to say that you have uninvited people and that they're no longer welcome or whatever it is. So, hey, D-Wade, like you said, obviously a buyout with the Chicago Bulls, and now could wind up it was a disappointing homecoming, let's be honest there, but could wind up being a blessing in disguise because could wind up getting to go for one more run with his buddy LeBron James in Cleveland now that could happen. And then obviously Carmelo Anthony, now a Oklahoma City Thunder. So interesting to say the least there. How do you see that working out? Do you like the mix? I think that something to take into note here is that when given the opportunity, spotting up and shooting, Carmelo Anthony is actually pretty darn good at it. I think he shoots right around 50%, 48%, if I'm not mistaken, in those kinds of positions. Just the problem is that he hasn't been put in those kinds of positions before. With that being said, Paul George, Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, I still don't think that's enough to get you over the hump against a very deep Golden State Warrior team, a very good Houston Rocket team. But ultimately, the Warriors are who everybody's trying to work towards, and obviously a lot of these moves are made because of that. But your thoughts on the impact Carmelo Anthony will have with those two other guys, Paul George and Westbrook in Oklahoma City?
I mean, ultimately, it's a plus. I think that, you know, we've talked about Melo being a ball stopper, and you know, that the ball, you know, the facilitation of the ball might be a little bit difficult when all three of those guys are on the court. I mean, I think of it as a great way to spell either Russ or PG-13. I think that when you have a legitimate, you know, three players that could score with the ball from anywhere on the court, that, you know, you could play, you know, you can get into rotations where you always have two of the big three on the court, if not all three of them. So I think that ultimately it'll be beneficial. I think that we've seen with every new team created by free agency or orchestrated trade that it takes some time to develop. Sometimes that is a full season, and sometimes it just doesn't work. But I would suspect that Billy Donovan will find a way to make it work, and you know, it might not be in a way that makes Melo happy. And I think that the players, the superstars, need to buy in to their team philosophy to make anything work in this in the association.
Look, it's an improvement. It'll be interesting to see how all of these different combinations work, what Houston did in the offseason, now what the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing, what the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to wind up doing moving forward even more so. Obviously, they've moved down from Kyrie, have some different additions there now. We'll see how they all gel together. We'll see how IT comes back. I mean, there's so many questions. Again, man, like just like the NFL, the NBA has tons of questions going into their season as it is fast approaching, as we all think about it, because as we know, baseball coming into the postseason, going to be really exciting, entertaining to watch that. But NBA basketball, NHL hockey, just everything, man, coming together all right around now. And I absolutely love this time of year. But interesting stuff, man, when you think about it. D-Wade, would you like that? You're a Cleveland guy. Do you like him going to the Cleveland Cavaliers if that is what winds up happening?
I think that that makes LeBron James pretty happy. I think that that's a deal that would be in the Cavs' interest, best interest to do if that's what would behoove LeBron. And I suspect that it would. I mean, when you're looking at the situation, you're not going to have Isaiah Thomas on the floor for quite some time. You know, you've got Derrick Rose, you've got Jose Calderon, which is to say that you don't really have a point guard that's been respected in this league for a number of years. So maybe you can play D-Wade, you know, in the starting backcourt as the point guard, a la Mo Williams a couple of years ago, just to hold the seat warm until Kyrie Irving was able to come back. Now Kyrie is obviously a thing of the past, so their offensive philosophy is going to be changed a lot, but not so much when you really think about how much LeBron dominates the ball even in a Kyrie Irving run offense.
Yeah, 35-year-old LeBron. I'm sorry, D Wade probably will join forces if you ask me with LeBron James, but doesn't have to play a ton of minutes, and obviously can give him that late game experience in the playoffs. And I think that that was something that they obviously missed when you really think about the postseason for them against the Golden State Warriors. Look, man, the NBA is going to be interesting when you really think about it. So is the NFL. I think that the Patriots can score with anybody. Can they stop people? I think that's going to be their question moving forward. Green Bay Packers, so much rides on Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. It's unbelievable. The Steelers seeming to play to the level of their competition. Just like so many things going through my head when I think about the NFL, and obviously with the NBA, there's tons of questions too. Who's got the best shot to get out of the East? I still think it's LeBron and whoever he's running with. So a lot of things still to get into. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, we like thoughts, we like opinions, people, man. Get on board. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, at by Jeff Rich. And Christian, call in if you want, and obviously we will be around all week long. So yes, we will be here in some way, shape, or form, Jeff and the Dorf, man. So it is Sports Overnight America. Some college football, yeah, definitely on the other side. I love that thought. So keep it close, everybody. Again, Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America, coming back in just a few. What you do when I do my love to you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, trying to get you through the evening, the late hours. We like thoughts. We like opinions, man. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. And just so much to talk about, man. Seriously, tons of things to talk about in the sports world. I do want to talk some college football with you, Jeff. Interesting games in the Pac-12, interesting games with Oklahoma to a certain degree against Baylor in the Big 12. TCU played pretty well in the Big 12, I'd have to say. They looked impressive on the road at Oklahoma State. Look, Michigan pulled it off, pulled away in the second half. Expected, obviously, if you ask me on that note. But look, man, college football, I'm not – Penn State got through an Iowa team that played pretty hard too. I got to give credit to where credit's due as well there. But I haven't quite gotten the buzz yet with college football. And Georgia rolled past Mississippi State. But I'm not feeling it as much or quite yet. Are you feeling it right now or no?
Yeah, well, I think that we've already gotten a lot of big games, and then we have this little lull where the teams that played up early are playing down. You know, you had Ohio State playing UNLV, and you know Michigan played Purdue, and I think that Purdue is a little more of a competitive team these days. I thought that Iowa was a really good football team that lost that game. You know, I thought that they very easily could have come away winners, and you know, the difference between them winning and losing the game shouldn't be, you know, 20 spots or an infinite number of spots because Iowa is unranked and will remain so because you don't go from being unranked to ranked by losing at home, no matter who you lose to. As far as the Pac-12 is concerned, I don't think that there's anybody that really blows me away there. I look at Alabama. You know, I look at Oklahoma, but I look at them susceptible to a stumble in the Big 12.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, I don't know that Alabama is going to be challenged in the SEC. So, I mean, we might be looking at another situation where we're putting them and we're putting Clemson on two of those four lines, and really everybody else is playing for those other two spots. And they deserve that reputation. But You know, I think watching Florida State lose, and, you know, they are 0-2 now, but I think that we would acknowledge that they're probably a fairly decent 0-2 football team. I think that, you know, you look around the ACC, maybe somebody will clip Clemson this year. I think that they're it's more inevitable that Alabama ends up in the SEC championship, probably winning that game, than it's an automatic for Clemson to be there as well.
I like both of those teams right now, to be quite frank with you. I think could be 3.0 Alabama and Clemson. And right now, I wouldn't mind that, because I do think that those two teams have shown me thus far that they're two of the better teams. And, you know, defensively, they can do things that other teams just can't do. Offensively, I think Hurts has gotten better. I really do. I think he's learning how to pass a little bit more, and still can use his legs, obviously, as a threat. So,
they have the kid from Hawaii, Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it's kind of like the situation where, you know, the unknown is a better commodity than the known good. And Jalen Hurts is everything that you want in a good quarterback. I mean, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You know, despite losing to Clemson and, and having that occasional stumble in the regular season, as Saban teams tend to do, having that quarterback barking up the starter's back, I think that it lights a little bit of a fire under their rear end. To play like their job's not guaranteed from week to week.
Yeah, no, he had a pretty solid game, too. I mean, 8 of 10, 103 yards, a couple touchdowns. The kid went out there and obviously did more than probably people thought was going to happen. And, Hurts was struggling a little bit. So maybe it was a light of fire type thing. And Damian Harris, man, I think he was happy about things, because he went out there and had three touchdowns himself. So good running there from him. Two running backs from Scarborough. I mean, they're two touchdowns from Scarborough. They just come at you, you know. I mean, the thing will be with them is, do they have enough wide receivers to obviously scare teams, especially like a team like Clemson, who I do think has a very good defense, Jeff. So I do think those two teams are a cut above the rest. And, you know, even though Penn State struggled with Iowa, I think somewhat that was to be expected, man. I don't think that I wasn't expecting them to go in there and just absolutely manhandle Iowa. Iowa was undefeated as well when they came in to the game against them, too. So, that's your home opener. That's a game that you're playing for, the first game in the Big Ten, and you're fired up to play the number four team in the country, or five team, whatever it is, when push comes to shove. But look, man, Washington, they win. They do what they're supposed to do. Washington State, are people sleeping on them? Are they better than people think? That might be the one team in the Pac-12 that I think that people may be sleeping on. And I think that the other guys are getting by a lot on their name, like Oregon. They come into Tempe, Arizona, and they're ranked in the top 25, and they wind up going down to Arizona State football team that, look, they played well. Got to give them credit. They played like a desperate team to a certain degree, and Oregon stumbled to a certain degree at the same time. So, interesting stuff in the Pac-12. What do you think on some of those takes I had?
I think that Arizona State is not a very good football program, and I think that, you know, for Oregon, you know, it's tough to win on the road. It's tough to win on the road in any sport. You know, you have this night game against a team that's been, you know, at the top of the heap, not just in the Pac-12, but in the entire country over the last couple of years. They've stumbled a bit, but, you know, Arizona State didn't handle them 2 years ago when they began their stumble with Vernon Adams at quarterback, and they let them get away with a miracle play. I'm glad that they didn't let that happen on Saturday night. You should, you know, when you play in these big conferences, you should beat beat a team more often than one out of every 10 tries. And, you know, the Sun Devils and Oregon's 10-game winning streak over them that goes back to like 2004. So, it's got to feel good if you're the Sun Devils, but you didn't beat a national championship caliber or probably even a Pac-12 conference contending Oregon team. You just beat a team, you know, you'd be beat that laundry. You didn't beat the all those teams that made Oregon as popular as they are.
Agreed, 100%. And, we were talking about Alabama just briefly a little bit, too. Brandon Ruiz, kicker for the Arizona State Sun Devils. Solid game from him, man. A couple of big kicks that ultimately were winding up being the difference in that game, and chose to stay home and not go to Alabama and play at Arizona State. So that's big. And, I've seen Alabama miss some pretty important field goals in games before. Oklahoma.
There's one other thing I want to say about Alabama. Yeah. You talked about their lack of development with the wide receiver position. I couldn't agree more. And what they did a year ago was that they didn't have the confidence in the guys that they brought in, the guys that they signed out of high school, and they bring in these free agents pretty much in Garrett Dieter from Bowling Green and Richard Mullaney from Media Mike Wilson's alma mater, Oregon State. So you were working with two guys that grew up in completely different systems and then come to Alabama as 50-year seniors, trying to just get it done for that team. So now you've got the kids that were recruited to the school that had to sit behind these new guys that just swooped in at the last moment. Hopefully they play with a chip on their shoulder and help Jalen Hurts be as successful as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them some targets to go after. Baker Mayfield, another solid game, man. 3 TDs and 283 yards and just another decent performance from him. So, anyways, we got to take another pause for the guys. Stick close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, trying to pull you through thoughts and opinions. We're encouraging you, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. And so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. On the other side, we're going to continue it, but we're coming close to the end. So get at us, Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America, everybody. Keep it close.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day Super Sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, 1-800-878-7529. Get on board. Let us know what's on your mind. Not that long left to tell us, so get on board. Or hit us up on Twitter, by the way, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, at by Jeff Rich. Jeff, look, man, What's the biggest take you had from, like, the weekend of sports and just everything that's kind of going on with the landscape of everything? I'm just curious, just throwing it at you like that.
Yeah, it's really tough because I find myself in several different compartments. I think that, you know, one of the primary things I want to do with my weekend, you know, to get away from the Monday through Friday grind is just to enjoy myself. You know, I think that we treat ourselves to, you know, to different type, you know, to food that we wouldn't eat on a daily basis. Maybe throw back a couple beers, you know, maybe you stay out a little bit later than you should, or maybe just do nothing. And I think that we've been, you know, we've been put in a position where we always have to be doing something, like we have to be active all of the time. And you know, my takeaway is that I enjoy watching the games. I thought that we had a fairly lackluster schedule on the college football slate, and we still ended up getting some pretty interesting games, if only because they kind of buck tradition. You know, Syracuse isn't supposed to hang with LSU, and Kentucky's not supposed to hang with Florida, at least not throughout my lifetime and not on the football field. I think I like the element of surprise. I like that ASU was able to beat the Ducks finally. I mean, that's something that's more than a decade in the making. I just like seeing different things. I like the fact that we went in there assuming that two teams are going to take the field in London, and that the Jacksonville Jaguars would be blown out on their pseudo home field across the pond, and that's not what happened at all. I think that we thought the Baltimore Ravens were this team that belonged in the top echelon of teams, and I think that we have to reconsider that, even if we're not so quick to dismiss them from that echelon. The entire AFC North goes 0-4. No big surprise for the Bengals playing the Packers and the Cleveland Browns playing another NFL team. But I think that we were definitely surprised to see the Pittsburgh Steelers go down even on the road, and the Ravens lose to a Jacksonville Jaguars team that hasn't gotten a lot of respect from the pundits and the people around the league, really since Tom Coughlin was walking the sideline there.
Look, I mean, a lot of things you said there, and ultimately, in the NFL, you ask me, I think there's just, it's that word, man. There's parity right now, and I think there's so many reasons for it. I still think some of these teams are paying the price for not having a lot of their superstars doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is practicing in the off season and working on getting to know their teammates probably a little bit. So
I think let me you just got me on a train of thought here, and this came up with Browns fans, because Kenny Britt, 9:15 Eastern time on a Friday night, is selfie Instagramming videos of him in a limo with a bunch of ladies drinking on a Friday night. You know, he's got a Sunday football game. As far as I'm concerned, that there's a certain element that we have to have this expectation that these guys could go out and live their life. I don't know if there needs to be a bottle to throttle rule as far as taking the field on Sunday versus what you do after that practice on Thursday.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's a gray area. You know what I mean? I think everybody's different. But I also think that, you know, we're all creatures of habit. And, you know, if you get a good night's rest, I think you realize that you perform better. If I get a good night's rest, I perform a little bit better. If I get to bed late and I got to be up early, I'm sluggish the next day. So, you know, you do things a little bit different than you normally would when you go out there and you perform, you know, to a real high level, then you only have yourself to blame, I think, if the result isn't what you're expected to do. And I think you have to hold yourself accountable with that being said, too. And I think a lot of these guys take for granted the fact that, you know what, they're entertainers, man, and they got an obligation not only to themselves, but to their teams, to their organizations, to fans, to everybody, to go out there and play the best game that they can, man. And the only way you can do that, like I said, is if you go about it the way that you normally would. And I would have to gather and I would have to think that most guys don't perform all that well when they go out partying late and they need to get that extra little bit of sleep, and you got to be focused a little bit, not out partying with gals, because I just don't think that your mind can be in the right place, man. I'm sorry, but I like to have fun too, and I'm not trying to say I don't like to have fun. I get it, but you know, I always talk about these couple words, man, these three words or two three words, time and place. There's a time and place for everything, Jeff. So ultimately, know when the time and place is to go out there and be with the ladies and do that kind of stuff. And I really don't think it's on a Friday night before you're playing football. And I don't really think it's necessarily maybe during the whole football season itself.
I can appreciate that. I want to ask you something else about the game that we had on Sunday Night Football between the Redskins and the Raiders. You know, the Raiders were looked at as maybe one of those teams that belongs in the conversation, as we talked about three undefeated AFC West teams entering the weekend. But you know, the Raiders had a game plan for however they were going to handle it. They had to call an audible, forgive the football pun there, but they had to pivot because there are different scheduling requirements for primetime versus the afternoon game. So what they end up doing is sitting on the bench most of the night, and really they were sitting down when they were out on the field too, because Washington just took it to them up and down the field. I think that a lot of us might have seen it coming, but it was suggested by the announcing crew is, you know, are the players distracted by this? And maybe the Raiders more so because of the type of, you know, we mentioned the Baltimore Ravens on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition on Sunday morning. I think that, you know, as we cycled through the day of games, we got 12 hours of football. And in the final game, we had, you know, about half the Oakland Raiders squad sitting on the bench. And then they just, you know, they just no-showed the game. So I think that there's credence to it, but I also think there's a benefit of the doubt element to it as well.
No, absolutely. Listen, the Raiders, I think that they ultimately have some serious issues. And by the way, you can obviously listen to Jeff and I each and every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do a show called Dorf on Sports. You can always check me out in Phoenix, Arizona on NBC Sports 1060.com. That show is 9 to 11 Monday through Friday. And Jeff and I are going to be doing the sports overnight for the most part, a combination of us one way or another. So we'll be here. We like thoughts. We like opinions. We want to hear from you all week long at 1-800-878-7529. But getting back to that question about the Raiders, look, I think Derek Carr's good. You know, these guys are throwing around money like crazy these days, okay? Is Stafford worth the money that he's getting either? I think the guy's great, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's like, come on, man. He's not better than Aaron Rodgers. He's not better than Tom Brady. Like, these numbers, these things that guys get thrown are just absolutely ridiculous when you think about it. So, a lot of shoes, a lot of huge shoes to fill when your guys like Derek Carr and your a guy like Matthew Stafford.
You know what? You know what they are? They're the best that those teams can do. Because if they don't pay them, somebody else will, because quarterbacks are in such high demand. So you never let them hit the open market as long as they're serviceable enough to get you through. And if I'm the Detroit Lions brass or the Raiders brass, you know, I'm looking at Derek Carr and I'm looking at Matthew Stafford and I'm saying, if I let you go, can I do better? And I don't think that there's an immediate solution that replaces either one of them. They're not worth what they're getting paid, but they're worth what the market will bear. And I think that every quarterback contract, when you extend, you want to be the highest paid player in the league, though it's going to be short-lived because there's going to be another quarterback that wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the league. And I think that there are enough of them that that happens every year or every couple of months anyway.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's sad, dude. It's at the end of the day, man, it's sad. It's really crazy, the world that we live in. The guys that are actually the best, like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, aren't making the most money. And ultimately, those are guys that repetitively get back to big games year in and year out, and they continue to perform, and obviously more so for Tom Brady than Aaron Rodgers and anybody else in the league for that matter. But look, man, Derek Carr, pretty awful game, dude. A touchdown, two interceptions, 118 yards, and just, you know, a disastrous performance all around. Marshawn Lynch, dude, he couldn't get out of the backfield for the most part. Jared Cook obviously played for the Packers, the Saints before that, and just. But anyways, Michael Crabtree, if I'm not mistaken, man, huge game last week, three touchdowns, and a great day. But this week, non-existent, just one reception, only three targets all day long. Just never got anything going, you know. And you got to give credit to Washington because they were all over him. So look. Good stuff out of them. I think that that division's interesting when you think about it. The Giants obviously lost, but the Eagles, the Washington Redskins, Dallas has an opportunity against the Cardinals on Monday night to get a victory there, and we'll see if that tightens up the division all around. If the Dallas Cowboys are a little bit in trouble at this point and maybe have, you know, serious slip back this year. What's the most interesting division to you right now, Jeff?
The most interesting division, I really still think that it's the AFC North, because I mean, I'm intrigued by all of the teams, but I see letdown written all over them. And I see red flags all over the place. I mean, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs, I see vulnerabilities in the Denver Broncos, and I definitely see, you know, we definitely saw them tonight in Washington with the Oakland Raiders. So the Chiefs haven't blown the barn doors off of everybody, but they found ways to win every week. So, I mean, that AFC West is it's going to be competitive, I think. I think that it's the Chiefs to lose at this point, but, you know, the season doesn't get decided in week three. So stay tuned, and definitely stay tuned for what happens at least with Baltimore and Pittsburgh at the top of the AFC North there.
Injuries, 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 man. That's all I can say. You know, stay healthy, because that's the only opportunity or the only way that you have an opportunity to win this league. I mean, you know, the Packers pretty lucky to get through, like you said earlier. You know, Aaron Rodgers is just that good. I mean, at the end of the day, man, he is seriously just that good. You give him chances to tie football games, and then, you know, later on you give him an opportunity to put his team in a position to win, and, you know, he's going to do that too. And surprising, I didn't know he was 0-7 in his career in overtime games until the game against Cincinnati, where obviously he finally gets it done. And
he's beaten every team in the league other than the Packers.
I was just going to say, you know, with this victory too, that he's beaten every other team in the league, obviously with the exception of the Green Bay Packers. So just you know, just records just keep happening for that guy when you think about it. And hopefully they can do something well with the winning the Super Bowl. Big surprises for you out of anybody today? Big surprises individually or teams?
You know, I wasn't really surprised by the Saints. You know, I think Carolina is a pretty good football team, but I thought that the Saints were due. I'm a little surprised that Miami, you know, they get out of the gate nicely with that win over San Diego, and just lay an egg against the Jets. There's just no reason for that in the NFL, and Adam Gase better figure things out really quickly, because a loss like that is completely unacceptable in this day and age.
Yeah, I mean, man, look, at the end of the day, dude, what I took away is just that we don't know anything yet. So buckle up and just take a seat and relax, because it's a long season. Injuries are going to play a huge factor. I know I hear the music. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up and give our final thoughts. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, it is Sports Overnight America, everybody. Keep it close.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That's right, everybody. Andy Dorf, Jeff Rich, pulling you through, man. So hope you enjoyed what you heard. We will be back all week long in some way, shape, or form. Got to thank MLB.com and NFL.com for all the takes, all the cuts that we played for you tonight. And obviously, check out my show Monday through Friday if you can in Phoenix, Arizona, NBCSports1060.com. And check us out every Sunday morning live right here on the network, Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, the weekend edition of that program, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Jeff, final take time, brother. You're up.
You know, with all of this anthem controversy, you know, I've decided to take a take, you know, which is to answer the question, if I was asked straight up, what I thought about President Trump's comments. And I think that they were inappropriate and irresponsible. And I am being told by lifelong friends that as a Marine, I should be ashamed of that take. And I don't think that that's very acceptable at all. I think that we fight for the free will and to have an open mind. And, you know, what they really don't get is that I'm not supporting the actions. I'm just tolerating them. And I'm not going to get angry about them anymore, and I don't think that that should be, anybody should question my veteran status over that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it again, man, it's to each their own. I just think, here's the deal, he's got bigger things to worry about, and you just don't pick and choose this battle. I'm sorry, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense to Jeff, doesn't make sense to me, doesn't make sense to a lot of Americans, man. Anyways, that's gonna do it for us. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. Again, man, so much fun talking sports. We love doing it. We're going to be here all week long. Get at us right here on Sports Overnight America. For Jeff, for Scott, I'm saying peace. We're out of here. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you all week long on Sports Overnight America.